Kerry gets this one, and you can look at his June 1st speech and see.
He's embraced your ideas.
No. He came to these ideas himself when he was a senator investigating the BCCI scandal, and so he held a bunch of hearings, and he wrote a book called The New War. This is back in 96 or 97, and he says, globalization has this fantastic, ugly underbelly. It provides means of communication, transportation, finance, in which all sorts of horrible things, like drugs and money, but also terrorists, and even nuclear terrorism, can run under it. So he's outlined a plan of what things he would do, and he contrasts it rather sharply with Bush, whom he says, and I think with some merit, gives lip service to this proposition, but hasn't actually delivered. I mean, if you take just two incandescent facts. One, in the 2 years after 9/11, fewer potential nuclear weapons in Russia were secured than in the 2 years before 9/11. Now, that's hard to believe, but that's well documented in the report from the Belfer Center by Matt Bunn and Tony Weir, which you can look at on the Belfer Center website. So fewer in those 2 years. And what the hell is going on? Okay. Secondly, in this period of the past 18 months, North Korea has moved to reprocess plutonium that had previously been frozen by the Clinton deal of 1994. So previously there was a video camera watching it 24 hours a day. There was inspectors going and looking at it. They kicked them out. They started reprocessing this material. They'll soon have material for 6 additional nuclear weapons. If that happens, historians are going to call this, I bet, the greatest failure of American diplomacy ever. So Kerry has got a pretty sharp difference, I think, on that point. It's not even clear. It seems clearer than it is who will ultimately constitute the Kerry team. People say, well, what foreign policy advisor tells Kerry about this or that? And I say to people, from my knowledge of Kerry for a long time, he actually knows about foreign policy himself. You don't have to tell him,
right,
where is Iraq, where is Iran, what is Pakistan.
Right. Okay.
That as befits a very thoughtful senator who's been voting on these things for some time. So he's actually thought about these issues himself. Now, people who advise Kerry or the Kerry campaign have views about what to do about Iran. I mean, I have in my book a proposal for a grand bargain for denuclearizing Iran that says get off of regime change in Iran and get on to preventing Iran becoming a nuclear weapon state now. And you have to do that by a multilateral bargain. But whether Kerry ultimately decides that's a good idea or some other one, he hasn't said, here's my fix for this problem, because he's not president today and he doesn't know what the fact situation will be, you know, when he becomes president, if he does. But I think the best way to kind of see where does the guy, as opposed to just the particulars of how he would play out this hand, where does the guy come from? What are the sort of more underlying policies and attitudes? I think you can actually get more of that from looking at where he's been for some time or reading a book that he wrote without any notion that this was about some campaign or otherwise